Hi, we are with Tony Khan, the AEW CEO, GM, and head of creative before their big show at Arthur Ashe Stadium up in New York. Tony, thank you for taking a couple minutes to join us. What is it about the Arthur Ashe Stadium that made you guys want to go up there and kind of take your product to kind of an unorthodox venue?
Well, it's one of the best venues in sports, and I stumbled onto it a few years ago. It was actually before the pandemic lockdown. Like years ago, I was looking for a stadium with a roof, and I couldn't believe one of the best stadiums that has a roof and, you know, happens to be in one of the greatest sporting markets in the world is Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York City. And New York City is this incredible market for pro wrestling in particular. And gosh, Arthur Ashe Stadium, it's in such a perfect location. And I just assumed, hey, they probably wouldn't want pro wrestling here. And we worked with them, and lo and behold, they actually were really excited about the event. So last year, we had AEW Grand Slam, the first pro wrestling event ever at Arthur Ashe Stadium. And now, tomorrow night, we got Wednesday Night Dynamite at Arthur Ashe Stadium. It's going to be tremendous. And our Grand Slam event is one of the biggest events in all of pro wrestling, and I really believe this is the premier live television event in wrestling in New York City this week, Wednesday night.
One of the things that I think you guys have really done fantastically to set yourself apart from the competition is having these big nights during your normal TV schedule to make them feel like, for lack of a better term, pay-per-views or premium live events. Was that something you guys always had as a plan going forward when you launched AEW, that you wanted to have these big time, big night, big fight feels on your regularly scheduled TV nights?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it would be a really great way to set apart some of the shows. And from the first year, we've had really special events. For example, we went on the Jericho Cruise and had a great show in our first year, and then started holding, you know, as you said, almost pay-per-view feel type big events on Wednesday Night Dynamite and now on Friday Night Rampage. And so this week, Grand Slam is really our signature TV event, and it's in our signature location in this great market in New York City. There's still tickets available, actually. It's going to be the highest grossing AEW TV event ever. We've done now over 200 TV shows in AEW, and this will be the highest grossing TV event we've ever done. And we're approaching $1 million gate, which is pretty exciting. It's something we've never done for our TV shows. Only our three last pay-per-views were the only times we've ever done it. So it's pretty cool.
And Tony, the Grand Slam event is going to be highlighted by the finishing of the Tournament of Champions, which was a phenomenal idea. And Bryan Danielson is going to be going up head-to-head with Jon Moxley after CM Punk had to vacate the championship. Can you talk about what those two competitors bring to a ring and why they were the best to finish out this tournament in the main event?
Well, they have gone through this incredible field in the Tournament of Champions. Bryan Danielson has racked up wins over former world champions Hangman Page and Chris Jericho, whereas Jon Moxley just took out three-time TNT champion Sammy Guevara. It's a great field, and what we've seen so far is some of the best matches we've had recently on AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, and we're finishing it up tomorrow night on AEW Dynamite on TBS. It's on at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and for anybody that can make it up to New York, this is going to be an incredible world title fight as part of a great TV night. And I believe Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson are two of the greatest champions in pro wrestling. Very fitting to have them in the final of the Tournament of Champions. Two wrestlers known to fans around the world, and also two teammates, both part of the Blackpool Combat Club, but fighting here against each other for one common goal, which is to become the AEW World Champion tomorrow night on TBS.
And that, of course, is the main event for the AEW World Championship, but it's not the only title up for grabs tomorrow night. Every match on the card is a championship match. How excited for you are you, just as a fan, to be able to sit back and watch these performers go out and do their things and battle for these prestigious titles?
I'm so excited for tomorrow night's Dynamite. The Grand Slam card, like you just said, is absolutely loaded, man. Five championship matches. Every fight tomorrow night on TBS is a title fight. They're all going to be great, and I'm so excited for it. I think it's going to be a really really special night for the fans. Everybody who comes live in New York, I think, will be rewarded with one of the best live events they're going to see. And in particular, I think this is going to be the single best live wrestling event in New York this year. So it's definitely pretty special. And if you can't make it up to New York City, we'd love to have you join us on TBS Wednesday night, plus catch part two Friday night on TNT, Grand Slam Rampage. It's going to be really special.
We're talking with the head of creative, the AEW CEO and GM, Tony Khan, here on Mornings with Mike. And just to go away from the card specifically tomorrow night, Chris Jericho has been a member of AEW since you guys launched your product, and he's always been one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. How important has it been to have a guy like Jericho? And just, I know you're a huge fan. That's why you're into all this. That's why you do such a great job with it. How much have you enjoyed working with Chris Jericho over these last handful of years?
Oh, it's one of my favorite things I've ever been a part of, is working with Chris Jericho these last few years. Chris is instrumental in the creation of AEW, and without Chris and his star power, I don't know if we ever would have gotten off the ground. And certainly Chris has been a huge part of AEW from the beginning, the first ever AEW world champion. Now he's fighting for another world title tomorrow night, fighting to become the Ring of Honor world champion on AEW Dynamite tomorrow night on TBS. It's one of the only championships in pro wrestling Chris has never held, but he's fighting against one of our top stars and one of the great champions in wrestling now, Claudio Castagnoli. And I got to say, Chris Jericho today is better than we've ever had him. You know, we've been going for about 3 years now, and Chris has come back in 2022 in the best shape we've ever seen him in, and he's peak Chris Jericho right now. He brought the Lionheart back for a reason. Lionheart Chris Jericho, one of the top stars in AEW, and hopefully Chris Jericho will be here forever.
One of the other top stars is a guy who's made headlines not just in the ring, but out of the ring and crossed over into the mainstream media. Of course, MJF. Are we gonna see here from MJF at AEW Dynamite Grand Slam? Do you think he makes an appearance in any way, shape, or form tomorrow night?
Well, MJF is looming, that's for sure. We know that he can cash in and take a shot at the championship. He's earned that now in his comeback. So certainly MJF's looming, and I would expect to see MJF. I know he's going to be there at Arthur Ashe Stadium, so that's something to tune in for or come see. I know the fans around New York would be excited about it.
Have you ever seen anything like the buzz he's created?
It's pretty special. We've never had anything like it, and it's tremendous. And coming up to New York City, you really get a feel for it, that a lot of people would want to see MJF at Arthur Ashe Stadium, and I don't want to disappoint the fans ever. So we're going to do our best to make it the best show we've ever done.
And one thing I like about AEW in specific, Tony, is ever since you launched in 2019, you built an elite roster like Chris Jericho, like MJF, and a lot of up-and-coming new stars as well. Do you ever find it difficult with such a crowded field to incorporate everybody, or is it kind of just a blessing you find creative avenues for everyone who's involved with AEW?
Well, I think you're right about both those things. It is a blessing to have such a deep roster in all sports, especially in pro wrestling, where you need so many great stars to put on great TV shows. And certainly it's a sport that takes a toll physically. So we've seen with injuries and other scheduling challenges, it's great to have a deep roster, and it's going to pay off at this show at Grand Slam with a pay-per-view feel, all the big stars across Dynamite and Rampage this week in New York City. But it is a challenge when you only have 3 hours of TV. This is one of those great weeks where we get 4 hours of AEW TV and get to work in a lot more star power. And, you know, in 3 hours, and we have so many great stars, there's only so many great matches you can have. But absolutely, as we get this 4 hours this week, it's a great sample of what we can do with even more time for AEW wrestling.
It's going to be fantastic. AEW Dynamite Grand Slam live from Arthur Ashe Stadium tomorrow night, Wednesday night. And you'll be able to watch it on TBS and then Rampage as well on Friday night. Just a slew of great matches, and most of them championship caliber. Tony, thank you so much for taking the time. We sure do appreciate it, and enjoy yourself up in New York and the Big Apple, and enjoy Dynamite Grand Slam. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic show. As you said, the best wrestling show in New York all year. Coming there tomorrow night. We can't wait to watch.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Tony. Bye-bye.